Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so glad that you're joining us today, Mighty Companion. As we journey further into A Course in Miracles, we're going to be discussing Lesson 47. It's going to take us all the way to heaven. God is the strength in which I trust. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. God is the strength in which I trust. If you are trusting your own strength, you have every reason to be apprehensive, anxious, and fearful. What can you predict or control? What is there in you that can be counted on? What would give you the ability to be aware of all the facets of any problem and to resolve it in such a way that only good can come of it? What is there in you that gives you the recognition of the right solution and the guarantee that it will be accomplished?
Of yourself, you can do none of these things. To believe that you can is to put your trust where trust is unwarranted and to justify fear, anxiety, depression, anger, and sorrow. Who can put his faith in weakness and feel safe? Yet who can put their faith in strength and feel weak?
God is your safety in every circumstance. His voice speaks for him in all situations and in every aspect of all situations, telling you exactly what to do to call upon his strength and his protection. There are no exceptions because God has no exceptions, and the voice which speaks for him thinks as he does.
Today, we will try to reach past your own weakness to the source of real strength. 4 or 5 minute practice periods are necessary today, and longer and more frequent ones are urged. Close your eyes and begin as usual by repeating the idea. Then spend a minute or two in searching for situations in your life which you have invested with fear, dismissing each one by telling yourself, God is the strength in which I trust.
Now try to slip past all concerns related to your own sense of inadequacy. It is obvious that any situation that causes you concern is associated with feelings of inadequacy, since otherwise you'd believe that you could deal with the situation successfully. It's not by trusting yourself that you will gain confidence, but the strength of God in you is successful in all things.
The recognition of your own frailty is a necessary step in the correction of your errors, but it is hardly a sufficient one in giving you the confidence which you need and to which you are entitled. You must also gain an awareness that your confidence in your real strength is fully justified in every respect and in all circumstances.
In the latter phase of the practice period, try to reach down into your mind to a place of real safety. You'll recognize that you've reached it if you feel a sense of deep peace, however briefly. Let go all the trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind and reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides.
Repeat the idea for today often. Use it as your answer to any disturbance. Remember that peace is your right because you are giving your trust to the strength of God.
God is the strength in which I trust, and so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence before we consider a conversation about this lesson. Let's take another good deep breath. One word that really stands out in this lesson for me is the word certainty. The construct of the ego mind, built on fear, built on guilt, in an illusory construct of the world of form, is anything and provides anything but certainty. But certainty indeed is what's available to us, not by us getting our egoic mind our personality self to the point where it feels certain and it becomes wise and educated and all of those attributes that we believe would make us feel safe. Not at all. It's by stepping away from it altogether, to abandon completely our own ideas and our own belief system. And I'm here to tell you, that's not something that's comfortable to even imagine doing. The world is absolutely enmeshed in judgment, condemnation, the seeking of wisdom, the seeking of understanding. You know, we drill down into the smallest details of the atoms that make up all of the world of form. We search as far into space and as deep into the oceans as we can to assure ourselves that we know our environment in which we exist. We search diligently and endlessly for more information about the physical body so that we can know how to treat it and feed it and take care of it and all the things and prerequisites so that we can feel safe in this construct of physical existence. But who can put his faith in weakness and feel safe? Yet who can put his faith in strength and feel weak? The higher self, and in A Course in Miracles, which is referred to as the Holy Spirit, is nothing more than your right mind. My right mind. It is the capital V voice for God. Speaking truth, knowing truth, and available to us if we would but just put our thinking self aside. These practice periods today do reveal, as he says here, the kingdom of heaven. Reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. Let go all the trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind. What is that? That is our stinking thinking. When we let go of that, when we step back from it, we don't try to cancel it. We simply step out of its influence and its dominance in trying to maintain the conscious awareness of our attention. What are we focused on today? God is the strength in which I trust. Repeat the idea often. Use it as your answer to any disturbance. Peace is your right because you are giving your trust to the strength of God.
Powerful. Just powerful. So we don't suffer from a lack of faith, if you will. We suffer because we place our faith and invest in fear. And that is where the frailty is. It's an investment in illusion. It is an investment of false thought and false evidence appearing real. And we have a whole culture and all kinds of structures that support us in having faith that requires that we invest in fear, that fear is the motivator for it. And so the faith in the illusion and giving our time and attention and our awareness to it only appears to extend that. And so it's simply readjusting, realigning that faith to truth. So practicing a faith, investing in love, investing in peace, and investing in capital T truth in the strength of God. And it talks about the frailty of the separated ones. I think of a little kid who is afraid and or is somehow, you know, abused in their life, and then that kid becomes the bully, and the bully puffs itself up, but underneath it there is a frailty, there is a fear and a pain and a hurt. And we as humans are walking around all puffed up, kind of. We're covering up this idea, you know, this thing that we all actually know. As a human, we're frail. As a human, the body ages and dies. As a human, you know, there is protection of the body against all kinds of threats in the world, viruses and cold and famine and all kinds of ways that there is a frailty that we can see, but we cover it up. And from that mind, from that consciousness of the separated one, you know, we pretend and we're all out there pretending. But that's not where our strength lies. Our strength lies in our defenselessness. Our strength is in God, in which we trust. So we begin to shift and place our faith and trust there. We actually get real. And I love it because it talks about, well, on one hand, we're asking you to really humble yourself. We're really asking you to humble and humiliate the ego aspect, you know, and how can you walk forth in strength when we're asking you on one hand to be humble and to admit that frailty, and yet on the other hand, to trust in the strength of God. And in that trust, you know, the power and the strength and the peace is warranted and is actually our birthright. And so this is a beautiful lesson about really where is our allegiance? Where are we placing our faith? Where do we place our trust? And because we have this perfect guidance system, anything that we feel threatened by, anything that elicits fear, any area in which we are investing in fear becomes the signpost in which to apply this lesson, you know. So allow those to bubble up in your awareness, and bless them as you know, not as tombstones, these fears, but as stepping stones. So in this lesson, then we are bringing to the altar the areas where we've invested in fear, and we allow Holy Spirit, we allow our faithfulness and our trust in God and that strength to guide us from there. And it says that we are guided perfectly in every moment. And there is a peace within each of us that is the foundation and the bedrock of our being. And we access that when we place our faith, our strength, in the strength of God itself. I personally love, there is a place in you where there is perfect peace. Did you read that too? There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. This is the day to allow that strength to be what we invest in, what our devotion is, what our single-pointed attention and awareness. You know, keep my eye single, and my whole body shall be filled with light. And in that light, I see, I experience the peace in which I abide, and the perfect safety abounds. That in this, each of us is perfectly safe. And that we can allow the mind to dissolve into the perfect peace of the mind of God itself. And we are home.
God is the strength in which I trust. And so it is. Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. We love you. Say the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send